Matthew's Gospel, chapter 14, verses 22 to 36. Jesus made the disciples get into a boat and precede him to the other side of the sea, while he dismissed the crowds. After doing so, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When it was evening, he was there alone. Meanwhile, the boat, already a few miles offshore, was being tossed about by the waves, for the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, he came towards them, walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and they cried out in fear. At once Jesus spoke to them. "Take courage," he said. "It is I. Do not be afraid." Peter said to him in reply, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." Peter got out of the boat and began to walk on the water towards Jesus. But when he saw how strong the wind was, he became frightened. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" After they got into the boat, the wind died down. Those who were in the boat did him homage, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." After making the crossing, they came to the land of Gennesareth. When the people of that place recognized him, they sent word to all the surrounding country. People brought to him all those who were sick and begged him that they might touch only the tassel of his cloak, and as many touched it were healed. The Gospel of the Lord. "I'm scared." Children say that when a parent is encouraging them to join them on a carnival ride or into the ocean for the first time. What helps the child to take the risk is their trust in the parent who assures them, "Don't worry, I'll be with you. I won't leave you." And with that assurance and their parent's presence, a child will climb onto the ride or take her first tentative steps into the ocean. It's scary, but mom or dad's presence gives courage to venture out, to face fears. When we get older, the fears grow up as well. Now we battle larger storms. And even though we're adults, there are still moments when we find ourselves telling a friend or a family member, "I'm scared." We whisper it in the dark as well when we wake up at 2 a.m. and can't get back to sleep. Into the darkness that surrounds us, we whisper, "I'm scared," hoping someone hears our timid prayer in the dark. We still get scared. We have reason to when life's storms toss us about, storms we can't avoid and we know are bigger than we are. A friend's about to undergo surgery and whispers his fear to us. "I'm scared. My father died from the same cancer I have." A parent tells us that her son has ventured out on his own, left home, and is now overwhelmed by some bad choices, some storms of his own making. And the parent says, concerning the child, "I'm scared." An aged parent says to us, "I'm elderly and any day I'm going to die. I'm scared." And today's the feast of St. John Vianney, the Curie of Ars. He was noted for his extraordinary kindness as a parish priest. Well, he would sit for 12, 15, 16 hours a day hearing confessions of people who traveled long distances to see him. And so, this kindly saint is the patron of diocesan priests, parish priests. And so, on this feast, he helps bring to mind our church, our local parish, and still more fears. Parishes are closing, and still the such a needy, large immigrant population that needs our ministry. Our church people, like others in our country, are feeling the economic crunch. They're losing jobs. Some have lost their homes because of mortgages. They're working still more hours to keep their heads above water or just to hold on to a job. And we in our parishes, as other people are, we are war weary. And we're not helped by the clergy scandal either. It intensifies the storms we feel when we go to church and we read the newspapers. Like the disciples in the storm-tossed boat, the wind feels against us. We can say, as we soberly evaluate our interior struggles, our fears, and the pressures from the world around us, we can say we're scared. We can easily make our own the prayer Peter cried out when he was sinking, "Lord, save me. Lord, save us." Jesus made the disciples get into the boat, and they did as they were told. They were good disciples, but their obedience didn't prevent them from getting caught in a storm. Matthew describes their situation very succinctly. They were, he says, tossed about by the waves, for the wind was against them. Isn't that a description that we could use to describe the storms we face individually or as a church? Can't we easily name the stormy waves? Can't we label the wind that's blowing against us? At such times, we're tempted to ask what the disciples might have asked. Where's Jesus when we need him? What took him so long when he finally did come to help his disciples? What takes him so long to finally come and help us? Matthew says it was the fourth watch. That's right before dawn, after a long night of struggle. Maybe Jesus is not supposed to be Mr. Fix-It. He may not immediately end the storm, but instead enables us with him to walk on stormy seas. He reprimands his disciples for not trusting his presence and strength while the seas were raging. It turns out they may not have felt his presence, but still they were getting through the storm after all. Jesus sent his disciples off in the boat. He dismissed the crowds and then went off to pray. And so it seems Jesus' powers are manifested right after prayer. The power to overcome storms seems to come from praying. Jesus prays at crucial points in the Gospels, before important decisions, before and during his suffering, and here, before he calms the storm. He's praying his disciples through the storm. Would some of the storms we face be more manageable if we put aside time for prayer? To others, that might seem like a waste of time in a period of emergency. But the periods and the prayers and expressions of dependency on Christ aren't made on a retreat in the mountains somewhere, but in the midst of crisis. Brief prayers expressing trust and dependence on God, who speaks to us, as God spoke to the frightened prophet Elijah. Remember him, afraid and hiding in a cave? God spoke to him and speaks to us in whispers of assurance. Who are we today as we celebrate Eucharist together? Well, based on this gospel reading, we are storm walkers, asked to walk the stormy seas of involvement in complex issues, as well as with our family and community and their needs. The waters may not be calm, but we're not alone. We keep our eyes fixed on Jesus and one another. He reaches out to us, each of us, through the hands of our church community. We've gathered again to be reminded that we have company, Our companions are those who break bread with us today. Sometimes we're the ones in need, and they offer us the bread of their lives to help us get through the storm. Other times, we see someone who needs us for strength, courage, or assistance, and we reach out to them in their storm. After all, we're companions in the boat on stormy seas who share the bread of life in many ways with one another.